احسن.
الحمد لله والصلاة على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنة يوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear Sikh brothers, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. زكاة is a big chapter for us to learn, and that is the most danger فريضة, because most of us neglected, and this is very danger. As I said yesterday, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq رضي الله عنه وارضاه, he fought against a group of people, and some of them are حافظ القرآن. When they said, they claim Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he passed away and we are not going to pay any zakah. Could you imagine about this? Group of the Sahaba, after the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, refused to pay the zakah. Why? Because they took one single ayah from the book of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ بِهَا وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ. Take from their wealth, from their property, sadaqah. It means zakah. And the message for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, خُذْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ take, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take from their property, take from their wealth, sadaqah. It means zakah. To purify them, to clear them, inshallah ta'ala. So they took this ayah and said, Rasulullah, he died. He's not here anymore. We are not going. And that is a problem for the Muslim ummah. Everybody, that's why you have a lot of difference between the people, because everybody take it the way how he want. But Allah, he told us clearly in the Quran, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. And if you dispute, if you are differ, if you disagree between both of you or between yours, what happened? Refer it to who? Allah and his messengers. That is the best solution. But the problem came, some people came later and they make a different opinion, as we're going to see in the zakah. So, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arda, for those who did not hear this part yesterday, because he was in rush, he declared a war against them. قال والله لو منعوني عقال بعير كانوا يؤدونه إلى رسول الله لقاتلتهم عليه. والله, if they used to give, you know, the rope which is hold as a horse, if they, even this rope, they used to give to Rasulullah, and now they said, no, I will fight against them. And that's what happened. Umar radiallahu anhu arda is strong. Abu Bakr has a soft heart. He said, Umar, he told Abu Bakr, I to qatil in nas ba'da an qalu la ilaha illallah. Yeah, Abu Bakr, you're going to fight the people after they say la ilaha illallah. Qala na'am, yes. Because this is the fard from Islam. Zakah is one of the five pillars. If you ignore the zakah, and somebody ignore the salah, somebody ignore the hajj, what we have left in the pillar of Islam? He declared he got them one by one from their houses, and he killed them. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and Abu Bakr has a soft heart. But after he did that, Umar, he came, he said, Alhamdulillah for the Khalifa Abu Bakr. Without this action, if exactly all the pillar of Islam will be lost. And that is true. Zakah is not a joking. That most of us, we do not calculate the zakah well. That's why even some people said, oh, it's only 1,000 in the bank. Yes, 1,000 is the average. 1,000 is a nisab. Because we said yesterday the nisab in order to pay your zakah is equal to 595 gram silver in the market. Open the newspaper, look for how much 595 gram of silver, how much cost. If you have equal to this amount, equal to the price of 595 gram of silver, you must pay the zakah. So if we say it actually, for example, I don't know the price, $1,200. That means the zakah will be obligation. Zakah, you have to pay zakah. Less than that, there is no zakah. More than that, you have to pay the zakah. And I give example in the end of my class yesterday. First year, you have $5,000 in the bank. So you pay 2.5%. Second year, jump to 25,000. So you have to pay for the 25,000. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 19 risk fi tijara. Do not leave your money and save it, because most of us as a Muslim, I'm included, subhanallah, to put the dollar over the dollar over the dollar and to find a tile in your house and to put the money under. But the best way actually to use it in business, tijara, because the tijara, if you keep it, your money will be eating from the zakah. If you put the dollar over the dollar over the dollar over the dollar, your money year by year will be eaten by the zakah. But if you invested, mashallah, la quwata illa billah. 19 risk for rizq. 9 of the 10th, exactly for risk, the provision in tijara, in business. And if you have more detail, you need to more detail how you make, exactly how you make business, contact the brother Saeed, he can guide you. May Allah increase him and increase all of you, inshallah ta'ala. Zakat, al-ijara. Somebody has a house and he has like units. One unit, two units, four units. Exactly, and that's his building. How we calculate the zakat? How is zakat calculated? Somebody has a property. Property here, property in Bangladesh, property in Africa, property in Florida, property in California. He has a lot of land. He has a lot of building. How we calculate this? Take it from me like this in the beginning. If you have a lot of property, 5, 6 property here and there and so on and so, and your money invested in the real estate, mashallah, and you have no units for rent, there is no any zakah for it. One house in Florida, one house out of state, one house in California, one house back home in Pakistan or Bangladesh, whatever, in Africa, and what you have, and you don't rent it. It is like, leave it for someone to live on it. You don't collect any rent from it. There is no any zakah at all. Same thing like somebody has cars. One car for himself. One car, like Ahmad, he has like 5, 6 cars. One car actually for himself. One car for his wife. One car for his mother. One car for his so-and-so. And he has all this car. And he has 10 cars. And cost like $1 million. How much is the zakah? Zero. Zakah will be calculated if he take one of this car and he rent it and he earn from this car. Then the zakah will be obligated. Units. Same thing. You have nobody occupy this unit and you own them. Land over there, you leave the land for investment. Leave the land for investment. No zakah unless you sell the land and you have the money in your hand and you save the money for the whole year. Then you have to pay actually the zakah for it. Unit for rent. Now I have a building or family house, let me say about 2 family house. I live downstairs, I rent it upstairs. And I collect rent from the tenant upstairs. How I calculate my zakah? Let's we give example. Let me say actually like you collecting $12,000 from the, we know don't have in rent $1,000 anymore, but just a very, very simple example. $12,000 I collected for the whole year. Okay. How I calculate? Shall I pay $12,000 zakah time 2.5% and I give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? La. We have to calculate it. I have the family house. We pay property tax. You know, I'm not going to take all the, you pay the property tax for the whole building because you collect rent. So this actually, if we say 50%, the property tax, 50%, only you pay for the tenant, the part of the tenant. If you collect 50%, include the rent from the tenant, that is actually is not taxable, it's zakat. Somebody gonna tell me today, it's a brother Kiba, he sent me the taxes. Taxes, to be honest with you, in Islam is not allowed. Only thinking the zakat. Taxes you pay for the Uncle Sam, but there is nothing for that. We don't have something called taxes in Islam, but we have to follow the rule and the system of the country. Yes, everybody should pay the zakat, inshallah ta'ala. Now, Captain.
If I have $1,000 in a bank for the whole year, if I take the money out, it's only 750 is mine. Rest of it is for Uncle Sam. Should I pay for zakat on 1,000 or 750?
Okay. Zakat, as I said yesterday, again, Captain. Before you pay the zakat, you're saving, for example, you're saving for $10,000 a year. Before you pay the zakat for 10,000, you have, for example, the current amounts, the amounts of tax. This is going to cost me actually to pay for my income tax, for example, $3,000. So how much is the zakah? Shall I pay the zakah for the 10,000 or for the 7,000? The 7,000. As I said yesterday, before you paying your zakah, you have to deduct all the expenses. Therefore, I'm going to come to this, will clear you. So let's we say $12,000 I collected from the tenant. There is a property tax. Take it out for you and for the tenant. Boiler broken. The boiler was broken. How much did that cost me? Take the boiler, the money for the boiler in the site. Roof, suddenly in the winter time, I fix my roof, cost me $3,000, $4,000. Take it away. In the end, after the $12,000, after you pay all your expenses, you found actually left. Because the zakah according to the net, not according to the gross. So when we collected $12,000 from the tenant, left in the end for me $4,000, that means that is the amount of the zakah, $4,000, times 2.5%, that's the amount of the zakah. Got it?
Yes, correct.
Somebody has a different unit. It's not only one unit. He has to collect the total amount of the rent for the whole year. Even if you it's some of this money because you collect the rent in exactly gradually. You don't collect the $12,000 from exactly one shot. You and somebody give you in January, February, March, April. No, we are not going to separate or to break it down. No, you actually calculate according to the amount because this zakah will be calculated according to the lease or the contract between you and the tenant. Not to wait. January, I have to pay in January. February, I have to pay in February. La. Take the month of Ramadan and calculate according to the contract, according to the lease, how much I collected from this year unit. Even part of this money doesn't complete year yet. Calculate the money and then after that, pay the zakah. After you deduct all your expenses. Is that clear, my brother, for the rent, rental unit? Is that clear? Tafadhal.
$4,000
is already in my bank. So how, you know, it can get complicated if I don't have two separate, I mean, at least a separate one for my separate accounting for my... Can you take the mask because your voice is hidden.
Okay.
Inshallah.
So it's already in my bank, mixed with other expenses and income. So how do you recommend this, having a separate bookkeeping for my rental, because that 4,000 is already included in
you the are bank. Not going to deduct if you have $10,000 in the bank. And the exact, try to understand the zakah, please, Arhamukal, because don't go outside. Sheikh Mustafa told us, you have this, I have to deduct the whole rent for myself for the whole year. I didn't say that. I said the current month, before you distribute the zakah, you calculate, you find $10,000 in the bank.
Yes.
You are not going to deduct from the $10,000 the rent for the whole year. No, because you already have saved in the bank the $10,000. But before you pay the zakah for the current months in Ramadan, which is April, deduct the current rent only. Deduct the current expenses only.
No, I'm talking about the rent income, the 4,000 that you say after all those.
After all these expenses,
right.
Yes.
Right, that 4,000 is already in my bank because I deposit the rental income that I get in my bank account. And my bank account has all other incomes too, like from my employer, all those things.
So the net.
So that can be complicated, right?
If you save the net, I'm talking about the net.
Yeah.
The net in the end of the year. To pay the zakah, the net, not the gross.
Not the gross.
Not the gross. Deduct every possible expenses before. That's why some people are very, very, very sneaky, smart. Before actually complete the year, okay, and he has the $10,000. He took all the money because he's his honey. You know the honey? You know the honey? Who's the honey? Exactly. Ask Ahmed, who's the honey? Honey, it's mean actually the wife. Ask him, I need a car. Said, don't worry about it. So 1 week or 2 days or 3 days before he complete the year, he withdraw the money and buy the car for his wife in order to skip from the zakah. It doesn't work like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yarbu sadaqat. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you pay your zakah, Allah promoting you. Allah multiply for you. But if you do this tricky way in order to skip from the zakah, so I say the net again. Before you pay your zakat, you have, for example, when I pay zakat here, I have to take the expenses of the house this month. Not for the whole year, because if for the whole year, there's nothing left.
Right.
You have to go according to only the net, and before you spend your zakat, try to take the expenses. That's why in the unit, again, calculate all the rent you collected for the whole year. Even if you don't complete year, somebody came 6 months only, occupy the unit, 6 months only, and you need to do to, you have to calculate the 6 months which you collected. Even he doesn't pay the 6 months yet. He said, next month, I don't have money. So we're going to according to the lease, according to the contract. Not according to what you collected, because it's still going to give me next month. So that is actually the zakah for the unit. Deduct the property tax. Deduct all the boiler. Deduct any expenses in the house. Light, electricity, you put it in the stairway. See how much that cost you, inshallah ta'ala. Before you do that, and after you clear it, inshallah ta'ala, you pay the zakah for the rest of the money, inshallah. The net, not the gross.
Said like there is no concept of tax in Islam, but the time of Prophet was when some people doesn't accept Islam, Rasulullah said we're going to defend them and give them protection. It's state duty. They have to pay jizya. That's a tax.
That's for the disbeliever.
Yes.
Yes.
So there's a concept of jizya, like so.
Jizya is that jizya only actually applying for the non-believer if you are Islamic state. But here we cannot do that. This is not an Islamic state. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to ask anybody, they give them. You want to live with us? Yes. You're going to have full service to protect you, to make a road for you, to save you, to give you maintenance, to do everything for against what? The jizya. But there is no jizya for the Muslim. Jizya is not for the Muslim, only for the disbeliever if they live under the Islamic state. But the zakah, it's for Muslim only. That's why the zakah should be given to the Muslim.
And the second part is, yes, like money. Somebody has $1 million or $200,000. Keep it in the bank. Don't keep it. Keep it. You pay more zakah then. More people can benefit with that.
No, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's about the money. Don't let your money to be eaten by the zakah. Because if you keep the same money, actually every year you have to pay the zakah. We pay the zakah. It's fine, alhamdulillah. If you keep it saving in the bank, mashallah, pay the zakah for it. But exactly the smart way is to invest your money. Invest your money because he said, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, تسعة وعشر الرزق بالتجارة. The ninth of the tens in tijara. So when you have tijara, you have profit. So the money is not going to be eaten by the zakah. Because why he said that? To be honest with you, let's deal with reality. People in the end of the month, why the people ignoring the zakah? Yeah, I'm going to pay like $5,000 zakah. This is too much. Shaitan will come to you from this way or this side to actually to let you, the zakah became heavy. And you try in that time to find a way. To find a way to escape from the zakah.
That's the problem we have.
Yeah, that's the problem. That is the problem we have.
We're not calculating, we're not paying zakat.
Barakallah fikum, inshallah. So let's we say actually conclude actually the rent today, inshallah ta'ala. We're gonna explain to you in detail. I know you're asking me for the jewelry and the gold and silver. Begin to prepare my class for the next one, the smart one in Islam. When your honey, who's the honey sheikh? Okay, when your honey ask you about buy diamond for her. Buy diamond for her. Buy diamond for her. If you buy gold, because every time you go to Saudi Arabia, every time you go to Bangladesh, you go to Pakistan, I need, if you full, give her the full amount of gold, exactly, she never gonna satisfy. She gonna need more. So in order to avoid to pay zakah for the gold and silver, what you have to do, and you need to satisfy your honey, buy the diamond. Because if you buy the diamond for beautify your wife, not for tijara, not for business. Because if it's for business, you pay zakah for the jewelry. But if you buy it only specific for to beautify her, for alluring her, buy the diamond. Because diamond, in the end, you're not going to pay zakah. And if you sell one day, she told you, no, this is the old fashion. I don't want this diamond anymore. And you take it and you sell it. You sell it. There is zakah for it after you sell it. Because you're going to sell it to make money for it. So that's actually, we're going to give you detail, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us. Inshallah.
One who deserves the zakah, one who is above the nisab. Who, do you have 101 persons who is below the nisab? We can give the zakah directly.
No.
I saw a lot of people
below the nisab. There is no any zakah.
No, the people who deserve the actual zakah, we should give to them. We giving the people, they have more than me. They asking also.
Yeah.
They demanding.
Allah,
it's not going to them.
He wasn't with us yesterday. Yesterday, he wasn't with us. I can send, if you give him the phone number, he's going to switch the class for you. I spoke about this in detail yesterday. You are not with us yesterday.
Brother, Allah reward you. 2 p.m. to sign him.
MashaAllah. And I know your heart. You need to stay more. Yeah. But inshallah, we never going to satisfy the table of Ar-Rahman in knowledge. You never satisfy. You need more.
People who ask zakat, maybe they have more than me. And I'm giving them. I will be raised in front of Allah in the day of Qiyamah. And he will beat me for that. Why are you giving them?
La. The one who exactly...
Because I gave them Ibn to Abbas, more money.
Ibn Abbas, he said, Allah. The one who asked, don't give it to him. That's why he said that. Rasulullah said, Sallam, two people in one second. Let me explain this before he leaves. Let me explain that before he leaves. Two people, poor. They came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was sitting actually with the Sahaba. Ya Rasulullah, give us some from the zakah. Then the Prophet, he looked at them from the bottom, from the top to the bottom. He said, do you actually really want the zakah? They said, Ya Rasulullah, yes, our situation is miserable and so on and so. Then he said a hadith. This hadith is mentioned. Whoever asks for the zakah and he doesn't deserve it, he will be circulated from the circle of the hellfire in the day of the judgment. Yeah. So when you choose, we have a lot of people, they don't find food, they don't find... In Syria, in Yemen, 12 million people dying without food in Yemen. In Syria, in the camp, they found them frozen. So we could find the right people.
That's right.
We could find the right people, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallah fikum, inshallah. Barakallah hamdik. If you are not in rush, I'm here for any question. If you are not a Russian, sorry about
that. Good question. Did you speak about the people who have bought a house and have mortgage? Is that counted as debt?
No, the mortgage is not.